Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God provides. We must possess.
Amen. Right.
God gives. We must receive.
Amen.
Now see, a lot of Christians, all, even though they'll say, well, it's up to God whether you're healed or not. It's up to God whether you're filled with the Spirit. It's up to God whether your needs are met or you're financially prosperous. That's all up to God. That's all up to God. And yet, if you say, well, what about somebody being born again? Is that all up to God? They'll say, well, no. Well, is it or not? Is everything up to God?
No.
If it's up to God, then there's no need to be evangelical.
Right.
What are evangelical Christians? Christians that believe in evangelizing, which is what? Going out and telling people about Jesus, and that you need to believe on Him and you need to receive Him. And evangelicals believe that you're not waiting on God to save you. He's already done it.
Amen.
He's already done the work. He's already paid the price. He's waiting on you to receive it.
Amen.
Now, you couldn't receive it unless He had already done it. But you're not going to enjoy what He's already done unless and until you receive it. And how are you going to receive it? Not with your hand, not with your head, not with your emotions. How are you going to receive Him? You believe that you receive Jesus as Lord of your life. You believe that you receive forgiveness of sin and cleansing. You believe that you receive it. And if you really do believe that you receive it, do you really receive? Yes! You're born again! Miracles happen! Eternal salvation! And yet, even evangelicals that believe that, once they get born again, then they change and go, yeah, but now everything else is up to God. Everything else is up to God. Well, why would we think that getting healed or getting your bills paid is different from how we started in this thing? No, listen, friends. The same way you get born again is the way you make it through the rest of the day.
Amen.
The way you got born again is the way you live. Every morning, every afternoon, every good thing and every perfect gift is already been bought and paid for.
Yes.
Jesus is not needing to do something for your healing.
Yes.
He's not needing to do something for our finances.
Yes.
He's already done it, just like He already paid for your sins.
Yes.
It's already been done.
Yes, sir.
What needs to happen now? What has been not? Now, we couldn't get it. You know, some people think we're arrogant because we think we can step up to God and just believe we take it. They say, well, you better sit down and just let God give you whatever He decides that you ought to have and be humble. Well, it's not being humble, it's being ignorant. Because it's not what the Lord, if the Lord had told us to sit down and wait on Him and He'd decide for us, then that's what we ought to do. But it's not what He told us. That's what confused men told us. Jesus told us, whatever it is you're desiring, come on and pray. And when you pray, believe. Have faith in God. Believe what? Believe that you receive it. You couldn't receive it unless He'd given it. But what He's provided and given by grace must be possessed and received by faith, or it'll not be enjoyed. And millions think they're waiting on God and begging Him, please do it, please do it, please do it. He's already done it. I said He's already done it. Jesus gave Himself. Spirit and soul and body. Didn't he? He hung on the cross. He went to the scourging, the whipping post, the crown of thorns, the spear in the side. He's done it all. He took it all. And he said, it is finished. And he's been raised from the dead. And he has sat down. Somebody says, sat down. You don't sit down until you're through. He is sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, having obtained past tense an eternal redemption for us. He bought it. He's got it. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Begging God to heal you is wrong. Begging God to save you is wrong. Begging God to fill you with the Holy Spirit is wrong. Begging God to meet your needs and pay your bills is wrong. It's confusion. It's ignorance. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He's already given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He has. What remains for us? To receive. Oh, God's been waiting. The Lord has waited upon a generation that would excel in receiving. The Lord has longed and desired a generation that would arise and receive and take what has been given and possess the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Somebody said out loud, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
And I'm a receiver.
I will excel
in receiving from God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just like you get born again. How many understand for somebody to get saved, somebody to get born again, they first have to find out what's been given.
Right.
Don't they?
Yes.
You're not ready to receive. You don't know what you're receiving.
Right.
They first have to find out that Jesus has already bought and paid for their salvation. Yes. They got to find out what's been provided, but that's not the end. Then they've got to rise up in faith and receive.
Yes.
Believe they receive. And you've done, how many in here have done that? Let me see. You found out that the Lord loved you and Jesus had paid for your sins and bought you salvation. And how many went the next part and you received? You believed you received. You took this for yourself. And that's why you're here this morning. That's why you're saved. But we must learn how to do the same thing every morning, every noon, and every night in every other area of life. Living by faith.
Yes.
Walking, not just getting born again by faith, living by faith. Yes. Now we've talked about this, and that was supposed to be my 5-minute intro. We've talked about faith to receive. And we talked about faith to receive the Word. What did we talk about last week? Anybody remember? Faith to receive the Holy Spirit. And let's go further today. Go to the book of James, first chapter. Let's talk about faith to receive direction. Can anybody use some direction in here this morning? Faith to receive direction. How are you going to get your direction? How are you going to do anything in this life? By faith. By faith. Faith for what? How does faith work? We see two major descriptions of the operation of faith, speaking against problems and believing you receive good things. Well, wisdom and direction is a good thing.
Amen.
So what should we do about our wisdom? Believe that we receive it.
Yes,
believe that we take it.
Yes,
that's not what many are doing. But if we're not doing it, let's stir up and get to doing it today. James chapter 1, several pages away from Mark 11, but it's got, now that we've been thinking about it, it's going to sound real familiar to you. James 1 and verse 5. James 1:5. If any of you, who will this work for? Any of us. If any of you lack wisdom. Let me just stop right here. Wisdom is a big word. And included in wisdom is the plan of God. The wisdom of God, there are different words. We won't go into all of it today, but there's the word knowledge, the word understanding, and the word wisdom. They're not the same thing. And yet they go together. They flow and work together. Wisdom includes knowledge, I should say, revelation of the future. Remember in 1 Corinthians it talks about the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. They're not the same thing. Word of knowledge would involve revelation of something that has been or is. Something you could know. Word of wisdom has to do with revelation of the future. And revelation of the plan of God. And how many remember one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit who lives in us is to show us things to come. Good things. Somebody say good things. Does God have a plan for us? He says, I know the thoughts I think toward you. What kind of thoughts? Good thoughts. What kind of plan? Good plan. Do you need to know anything about this plan? You don't have to know all about it. You know you're going to have to walk by faith, but you need to know enough to make the right decisions at the right times. And go left when you're supposed to go left, or turn right when you're supposed to turn right, or stay straight ahead, or stay when you're supposed to stay, or go when you're supposed to go. You need to know these things. Amen. How are you going to find them out? If any man lack wisdom, which includes knowledge of the future, knowledge and understanding, revelation of the plan of God, if you lack that, boy, you could camp right here for a while. One thing you got to have to qualify for this is you got to want His plan, not just yours. Now, if all you care about is what you want, you're already in trouble. You're going to be blind to the plan of God. And there's a lot of times there's no need the Lord even telling folks things. They won't do it. And they'd just be responsible for it. You got to be willing to do it in order for Him to talk to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith to Receive Direction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303D. That's R1303D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.